Welcome to the Resilience is Everything podcast. Let's crack the resilience code. Let's transform your challenges into opportunities. The truth is, leaders are discovered in times of crisis. And now your host, international keynote speaker and best-selling author, Rene Gadafori.
We all have areas in our lives when we feel stuck. Maybe it's in your relationship, maybe it's in your business, maybe it's financially, maybe it is in your career, your job, and you feel stuck and you feel like you are not progressing and you feel somehow you have doubts what's going on. I want to talk about suspicions here because we all have suspicions. Suspicions are something that came from when we were in the cave as cavemen. I guess because we were hunters, we were supposed to gather food and protect the food for the family or the tribe. We were always suspicious. Some wild animal or some person would come. So suspicions are natural, okay? What happens when we are suspicious? Now, speaking of that, I remember when I was a kid in my small village in Haiti, and a lot of times when people die, the villagers never wanted to accept the fact that the people died naturally. It's always some suspicion or somebody who did some voodoo or something, all right? Blaming is another thing. When we become suspicious, we start blaming. We blame other people. We blame the circumstances. We even blame the weather or the sun or the rain or anything we want to blame. We want to shift the blame. Blaming actually comes from when we were kids. If you have two kids or you have three kids, you can remember that whenever something happens, they are always blaming each other. What is blaming actually? Blaming is not willing to accept personal responsibility. And the moment you don't want to accept personal responsibility, it's almost like your life is over. You cannot progress. You cannot move on. And so as adults, now we are big kids still blaming. And if you are in the workplace, you have a second and first, second, and third shift, you remember that the first shift is always blaming the second shift, and the second shift is always blaming the third shift, and vice versa, and nobody wanted to accept responsibility for anything. When we go from suspicion, which is suspicion is nothing but a belief, a hunch, a feeling that somebody somewhere out there is doing something to us. And sometimes it's the government. Sometimes it's the new president that we don't really like. And sometimes it's the old president. Sometimes it's the Republicans or the Democrats. I mean, we tend to blame everything except us, except personal responsibility. Now, the moment you have suspicions, the moment you start blaming, the moment you start taking everything away from you and putting it on other people or events and things, you become a victim. And when you are a victim, it's not a good thing. I go around, I discover a lot of wounded people, a lot of people who are victim. And the victim mindset is basically, hey, don't blame me if life is this way for me. Don't blame me if my business is not working out. And they have a list of excuses and excuses and excuses why they are basically stuck and frustrated. I remember when I first came to the United States, some 30 plus years ago, all I had was $5. I had two shirts and one pair of pants. I did not speak any English whatsoever. Now, imagine how difficult it would be to go in a country where you don't speak the language, you don't know a word, and you are trying to get by. I went to look for a job everywhere, but they wouldn't give me the job. The last place I went to look for a job was at a McDonald's, and the guy didn't give me the job because I did not speak English. Now, go figure. The job I wanted was basically to go in the parking lot and empty the trash cans. On the way out, I took a good look at the trash cans, and I wonder how much English the trash cans speak, because I was not going to communicate with them. I was going to interact with them, but it's just empty the trash can. And I remember how frustrated I was. I remember how mad I was. And I thought maybe everybody was mean in the United States. You know, we tend to generalize a thing when we are frustrated, when things are not working out for us. And I was bitter. I was really bitter. And I said, I'm not going to make it in this country. It's going to be very hard for me because I don't speak English. I don't know anybody. I don't have any connections. And when something happens, we take that one incident and to try to take the incident, to generalize it in a way, make it so general that, oh, because of this, that means I am doomed. My life is over, when it's not the reality. So I woke up one day, I began to think, what am I going to do in the United States? And that's when I discovered a secret, which is what I'm going to share with you in a moment, that will totally change your life, that will totally really explode your career, your business, anything that you are involved in. You will never have the same life again once I share that one secret with you. But people come to me and they come for coaching. When they come, they probably are stuck in some area in their lives, as I was saying before. And the first thing I would ask them, I would say, okay, so now you come for coaching. Please tell me, why do you think this is happening to you, when they tell me what's happening? And they will give you a whole list of what is happening and why it is happening. And some people are in the workplace, they are stuck in a career, or maybe they are frustrated. And they start telling me it's because of the boss, because the boss is really pushing them around. The boss has no respect for them. And some people will say, well, my company is really implementing so many changes that I don't really know what to do. I'm stressed out. And they say something like, I'm going to go look for a job somewhere else. And sometimes they will say, well, the people I work with, they are so uncooperative. They don't really help. They are so selfish. I'm going to go look for a job somewhere else. And I would say, well, wait a minute now. You're going to look for another job because your boss is pushing you around, because the company is implementing so many changes, because the people in your workplace, they have a negative attitude? Well, you're going to find the same people wherever you go. Look, companies are going to continue to change things. It's not that they have a choice. It's a mandate. They are forced to change things because we are living in a different world, in a new world. They call it the new normal world. And as a result of that, everybody, every company, they need to change things, okay? It's not a personal attack. They are not personally attacking or doing it to you. It is what it is, okay? All right? Now, some people would talk about the relationships. They would feel like they are in a relationship that is not working out, and they would blame the other person. They would blame their husband or their wives for the situation, and they never want to accept any personal responsibility. So they become suspicious of the person. Anything that the person does, they are suspicious. Like maybe she's doing something to undermine me. Maybe he's doing something to undermine me. They are blaming and they are victims in the relationship, so to speak. And they walk around wounded. And it's in every area that's happening. Okay. Now I'm going to share with you the solution, exactly how to take care of that and to take charge, to be the person who actually is in command when it comes to your job, your finances, and your relationship. But first, I want to share this with you. I want to talk about problems. And because we all have problems, you have problems and I have problems. But when you look at a problem, what is a problem? Well, A problem is like a coin. A coin has two sides, right? They always say there are two sides of the coin. Okay, one side is the problem. Can you guess what is on the other side if you flip the coin? If you flip the coin, on the other side of the problem is the solution. Because it would not be called a problem if there was not a solution for the problem. That's why people tend to focus too much on the problem and not enough on the solution. Now, you have to define the problem in the first place in order to come up with the solution, but don't spend eternity. You go to a meeting and they are discussing, and the whole discussion, the whole meeting is about the problem. They have a PhD in defining problems, but they don't have a high school education when it comes to solutions. What I'm saying here, your problem has a solution. Next, you have to think of it this way. Problems are teachers. Where do you think you would be in life if you didn't have any problems? Basically, nowhere. You would be stuck in your comfort zone. So problems come to get you out of your comfort zone so that you can start doing things differently. It's like a wake-up call for you. It's an alarm clock. Don't take problems as something that comes to distract you, to really disturb your life. Embrace the problems. Embrace the change in the workplace. And the moment you do that, something shifts. In reality, problems are all you have. That's all you have going for you. People come to me, they say they want to be motivational speakers. And then they start, I say, okay, tell me the problems you have or the challenges you have overcome throughout your life. And they would start listing all the challenges. I say, oh, those are your stories. Those are your assets. In a way, problems are assets. They are your assets. Somebody says that when God sends you a gift, He wraps it up in a problem. The bigger is the problem, the bigger is the gift. So what do most people do when there is a challenge, when there's a problem? They run away, right? But the people you see at the top, the Fortune 500 companies, the people who are thriving, they are not necessarily people without problems. No. They are people who learn how to embrace problems and how to dive into the problems to find the solutions. Look, every invention you see out there, everything that you have that you are using, this invention came to be because somebody at some point had a problem and they found a way to solve the problem, and bam, there's an invention that you and I are enjoying today. All right? So welcome the change, welcome the challenge, welcome the problem. The thing is, since the problem is a teacher, begin to learn the lesson from the problem, and the lesson from this problem, you can invest it into your future. You cannot dwell so much on the past because you don't have the past. All you have is the present. All you have is the problem that you are dealing with. So in a way, be thankful for your problems. I know this kind of, it sounds a little bit mean, but it is not. No matter what you're dealing with, that's all you have. You don't have anything. You don't have the past. You don't have the future. You only have what you are dealing with. It's to do something, okay, to find a solution or to find a way to get out of it. Now, let's talk about the secret to the, or maybe the solution to all of this that I really promised you that I would share with you. You want to know how I went from making $5, from having $5, two shirts, one pair of pants, and I didn't speak any English. I had no friends, no connections in the United States. You want to know how I did it? Well, that's what I want to share with you now. Here's the secret. PCI. Remember this letter, PCI. So what is PCI? Well, PCI stands for Personal Change Initiative. Okay, I know it sounds simple, but in life, the things that are so simple, I call them secrets because people are looking for deep and complicated answers to problems when the secret is simplicity. Personal change initiative. What that means is when you change, everything changes. Your relationships will change. Finances, career, your business will change. Entrepreneurs come to me all the time and say, hey, my business is not working out. I used to make so much money 10 years ago or 15 years ago. But what they don't realize is, hey, this is not 10 years ago. This is not 15 years ago. The traditional marketing that used to work is basically dead. It's not the same way you market your business anymore. And I would really give them some strategies on what is called the new marketing, the way to market now to actually explode the business. But what I realize is they are stuck in 15 or 10 or 20 years ago, and they are living. Some people live for 70 years, but they don't really live for 70 years. They may be 65 or 70 years old, but they are only repeating 1 year for 70 years. And business do that too. The entrepreneur goes into business and they are repeating the same year over and over again. Look, this is a new world. This is the new normal world. The things we used to do, we can't do them today. You cannot be a dinosaur in the workplace or in your business, in your relationship, in your life. Think about this, is this when it comes to relationship. You don't communicate like you used to communicate anymore, right? 15 or 20 years ago, we didn't have Facebook to send messages or instant messages we didn't communicate that way with our with the husband or the wife or the kids or friends. The communication, there's a new way of communicating now. Now we have to communicate in 160 characters. I'm talking about Twitter. Things have changed. Now PCI, Personal Change Initiative, is when you come to the point you realize, I need to change. When you change, everything, literally everything, your life, you have a new lease on life. So when I talk about Personal Change Initiative, how do you do so? By the way, I'm talking about nothing but a new attitude. If you show up to work today with a new attitude, you see that boss who's giving you a difficult time will change. Mahatma Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in the world. If you show up to your business with a new attitude, your business changes. If you approach your finances with a new attitude, everything changes. So a new attitude is basically PCI, Personal Change Initiative. So how do you do so? All right. It starts with personal development. When I was stuck, frustrated, blaming, and being suspicious in Miami as a new immigrant who didn't speak any English with $5, with no connections and friends in this country, that's what I had to do. I made a decision when I didn't get the job from McDonald's, I made a decision to grow personally. And personal development is something that you must do every day until you die. It never stops. And I see people, I would meet them and say, what was the last book you read? And they don't know because they don't read. So you need to read books. Buy a lot of books. You're stuck in a relationship. You don't know how to make the relationship work. Just go get some books on relationship and read those books. You don't know about finances, you're stuck? Well, go get some books on finances and read them. You are in debt, credit, and they are calling you. Well, go get some books and read and learn how to develop yourself. You're stuck in your career? Well, go get some books and begin to upgrade your skills. Begin to let go of the old mindset and approach the job with a new attitude. Same thing for your business. Get some books on marketing. Better yet, get some coach. Get some coaches. Hire a coach or coaches or a consultant. Personal development is something that you do every single day. Every day I wake up, I read, I listen to some audio, I go to the gym, and I'm always listening. I'm always educating myself. That's where PCI comes, right? PCI, Personal Change Initiative. The moment you decide to grow personally, everything will change in your life. So I hope you get what I am sharing with you here in this video. Starting tomorrow, starting next week, you're gonna show up with a new attitude. You're gonna stop blaming your boss. Stop blaming the change that is happening in your company. Stop being a victim. Accept personal responsibility. Realize that nothing around you will ever change until you change. And the moment you change, wow, it's like magic. Everything. I promise you, everything will change the moment you start growing personally, investing in your own personal development. All right, take care and have a good one.
You've been listening to the Resilience is Everything podcast. If you enjoyed this segment, subscribe for more. Leave a rating. Also, to contact us or book Renee to speak at your event, go to www.resilienceiseverything.com.